True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I'm going to make one last Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce prediction.
Okay. Can't wait.
They will make their first public appearance as an engaged couple this Thursday night when Travis Kelce's Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers at Arrowhead Stadium. That's my prediction. Kelce and Swift will make their first appearance. Do you hear that, Haddad? You're going to want to watch Nebraska-Cincinnati now. Haddad from our promotions department, Big Swifty. Nebraska-Cincinnati, Thursday night, being played at Arrowhead. First public appearance. He played there. His name's all over their football building. So there you go.
Not Nick Lachey?
Not Nick Lachey's name, no. Also a Cincinnati Bearcat guy. Now odds are out for the Super Bowl halftime performer. This has been updated. Taylor Swift is 1-1 to be the Super Bowl halftime performer. Dua Lipa is 7-1.
Who else? Anybody else? What's door number three?
Sabrina Carpenter is 8-1.
Next.
Mariah Carey, Miley Cyrus, and Oasis are 10-1.
Oasis would be interesting.
All right, here you go. Metallica is 12-1. Ed Sheeran is 14-1.
Ed Sheeran. In a world dominated by Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran saves the day.
I thought it was time to come out of hiding.
Thank you, Ed Sheeran.
Let's see. Anybody else here? I don't know if there's anybody particularly significant. There's familiar names. Morgan Wallen, which Gator put on a show sheet the other day. Is there anybody out there that isn't sure if Morgan Wallen is a man or a woman?
Based on the name. Like, if you're not a country? Is that a country music? Yes. Sorry. If you're not a country music fan, like I'm not, and you just hear the name Morgan Wallen, I don't know.
What about Riley Green? Country music star?
Right. I mean, my thought immediately would go to male because of Riley Green with the Tigers, but I hear you, Riley. You know, it's a...
Well, you know there is a Riley Green country music
star. Yes, I do know that.
I can sure you do that.
But I don't know if it's male.
She's very good.
There's also... Morgan Wallen also plays for the Mariners. I'm kidding. He's not friends with those nephew.
And Riley Green for the country music I know is a male. I'm also just kidding.
But I mean, can you see what I'm saying? Like, if you're not a fan of country music and you hear the name Morgan Wallen, I don't know.
Good God, you said something during the commercial break. This is the most viral story ever. Now my first three emails are about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. If you go on social media, good luck sifting through all of these.
Your first three emails are about this?
My first three emails: New York Times, Well, there were the odds on from BetOnline, The Athletic. So,
anyway, well, how about this? We got some Lions news.
Yes, we do.
According to Aaron Wilson, who is covers the NFL, over 100,000 followers on Twitter.
Male or female?
Gonna guess male.
Is a lion engaged?
The Lions have waived defensive back Morris Norris.
Okay, so this is the guy who got hurt in the Atlanta game. For people who missed it, pretty severe concussion, and he's been back out on the practice field. But he's, I mean, this is destined to be a practice squatter, right?
I think so.
Nobody's likely to pick him up.
I can't imagine that that's the case. So, but it's just another waiver wire to mention for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Justin Rogers tweets about it. He says, it's not that surprising. The optics might not be great on a national level, maybe even a local one because of the injury. Still, he was repping towards the back of the depth chart, and Campbell talked about the need to stop letting his aggression take him out of plays even before the injury.
Okay. Well, look, they're trickling out. It goes final today at 4, and then tomorrow at noon is when teams can start to put together their practice squad. I fully suspect that they'll grab a player from another team based upon the way they were talking the other day. And by they, I mean Dan Campbell was talking about who he and Brad, and they fall in love with guys out of college. And he kind of hinted he's not going to tell the last guys on the roster. They've made it necessarily because he just doesn't want to pull the rug out from under them. But
got a couple hours.
Yeah. Do they need to decide on Za'Darius Smith? Like, is today the day?
I said to be a Lion tonight.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, if it's Za'Darius Smith, you're probably sitting back and talking to your agent and having your agent sit back and say at some point you need to say best and final offer because you got to get ready for the season.
Is it possible that it's all agent marketing and maybe teams just don't want him anymore?
I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so either.
I think teams would love to have him. I just don't know if teams agree on the same price that his camp does.
It just seems so weird that the story has dragged out this far. I mean, kind of the same thing happened at the end of Ndamukong Suh's career. People are like, where's Sue going to sign? He's just sitting out training camp, and then nobody signed him, and that was it. But, hey, I'd be in favor of it. It would seem like a low-risk, low-cost kind of thing. You brought up a great point, though, earlier in the show about Trey Hendrickson. Because that's a one-year deal he cut with Cincinnati, if they get off to a slow start, he could be traded.
Yeah, and if you're Cincinnati, you should. Mm-hmm. Got to get something before he leaves for nothing.
A slow start.
Because he's a free agent at the end of the year. What this does is effectively it gives him, they gave him a raise, so he's getting paid $30 million for this upcoming season. Which still seems like he lost money on this deal because there were reports that he was offered a decent amount of money on a longer-term contract that the guarantee would be up around here, but that there was, like, no guarantee past that first year. Whatever. Hey, you know, Cincinnati, you keep doing you. They should be good enough to still be in the playoff hunt, I would imagine, even by the trade deadline because their offense is one of the best offenses in all football.
It's really good.
But like any other team, injuries can set you back. And Joe Burrow has not been immune to injuries.
No.
And neither is of other players in the league. So who knows what happens where they're going to be at. My gut would tell me that they're still in the playoff hunt by that point in time, but there's no guarantee that's the case.
Their season was eerily reminiscent to that Lions season that they had a few years ago where they roared back and missed the playoffs in spite of finishing 9-8, strong finish. They got off to a 1-4 start. Chipped away a little bit. At one point, they were 4-8, and then they won their last five games last year to finish 9-8, and they went into the last weekend of the season with a chance to make the postseason. So whether or not the momentum carries over, I know that's probably what I'd be selling and I'd be excited about if I were in Cincinnati is, hey, finish the season strong. Hendricks are things behind them. Another offseason, adding to the defense and the players that they, you know, brought in. It took a minute for them to figure out the Shamar Stewart deal, but anyway, I would be moderately optimistic if I was in Cincinnati. So You know, that's a team that has a chance to make some noise in the AFC. But if they are a disappointment again, I think you're right. I think this contract allows for them to trade him, and then maybe Detroit, all that accrued cap space that they've war-chested could make sense because it would just be for the rest of this year.
Doug Farrar tweeted something out that I think is quite brilliant. It was a meme, a picture. It was like a quick video of Jerry Jones looking a little disheveled. But it asks a serious question about this. How long before Jerry Jones signs Micah Parsons because the Cowboys have been booted from the newsreel with the Travis Kelce engagement news? How long before he can't stand it anymore and says, all right, fine, I'll give you the money. Take the money.
He might. That whole thing's been a mess. I mean, that whole thing has been an absolute freaking mess.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I am not a Cowboy fan. Even though they've been there, they've done that, but that the craziness that we have seen go on for years, there is relatively speaking, relative to previous incarnations of the Lions, and relative to what's going on around the rest of the league, how about the fact that we don't have crazy off the field, ridiculous distraction culture stories here? Pretty good.
It is good.
Yep.
We appreciate not having that.
Yes. And that stuff can get in the way. And right now, contract stuff's gotten sorted out. Players are all about business. The tone has been set, and they seem to be locked in and focused on winning games this season. And all starts a week from Sunday. Can't wait, my friend. Can't wait.
Football.
I know.
Football. And real college football this weekend.
Yeah, so tomorrow's the last day before the big slate on Thursday. Spartans play on Friday. We had a preview of that a little bit earlier in the show. And everybody gets excited about the new season. Then, of course, Michigan and New Mexico, 7:30 start. We're on a tailgate show at 3:30. I usually try and get there before the tailgate show starts. I think I'm going to have to take in all of Ohio State, Texas before that. That is one hell of an opening game.
So is the only game Thursday night Boise State and South Florida?
No, there's like 20.
But is that the only one that involves a top 25 team?
Oh, it might be. Yeah. But there's a couple Big Ten games. But yeah, that might be the only ranked team is Boise. Neither Nebraska or Cincinnati are ranked. If not.
No.
Here's Rico Beard. He's made his way in studio. What's up, man?
Gentlemen.
How are you?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, I was playing along with the game that you guys were playing in the car of trying to guess the mascots or the nicknames. A lot more difficult than you could think. Like, because every name you're like, yeah, I can see that. No, not Gator. That's not it. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's a lot harder than people realize.
But I was in the car yelling, guess Gator, take the Vikings, take the Vikings.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So,
well, I had three that I picked, and Doug narrowed it down to to two, so I had to stop. I only was able to give the two on the air, but I did have three in the top 10.
Okay. That's all that matters.
On my own volition.
So what do you guys got planned coming up next?
You know, we're going to lead off with, look, with the new guy like Portnoy at Fox and what's his name on ESPN?
McAfee.
Do those guys drive you to want to watch the pregame shows more, or does it turn you off? Like, is this really needed? Is this where the pregame show is going? We got that. Plus, more pressure this season between Sherrone, Jonathan Smith, and the two coordinators for the Lions, offense and defensive coordinators. Who has more pressure on them this year?
You guys have fun with it. Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.